Devon cringed when the haughty construction worker's smile morphed into a major grimace. Not again, damn it. Her sister's roommate had rambled on and on about the amazing crew when she'd spotted the opening for an apprentice in an online job ad. Julie had promised Devon the all-guy team of five was forward-thinking, accepting, and had a lot to teach her, though she refused to go into detail on how she'd learned of their reputation. Give them a chance, Dev. Good morning, I'm... Devon Giles, of course. He scrubbed his hand through his messy hair before taking her fingers with a measured action more suitable for reaching for a viper than a trainee. I was expecting someone... with a dick. She canted her head and planted her fist on her hip, daring him to deny it while hoping she'd misinterpreted his sourpuss. He barked out a laugh. Well? Yeah, I suppose. Look, if this is going to be an issue, I'd rather head out now than waste time, yours or mine. I'm a damn good worker and... Hey. A man with a soft, kind voice interrupted her rant before the gorgeous but assholish guy could backpedal. I thought I heard someone pull up. Did she imagine the way the new arrival brushed against the first guy, as though he were a cat winding around his owner's ankle? The taller guy grunted. Yeah, this is Devon. Pleased to meet you. The smaller man's shake was firm, which she appreciated. She didn't need them to make any concessions for her. I'm James. And I'm Neil. The original guy surprised her by pressing a kiss to her knuckles. Okay, Romeo. She had to nip this shit in the bud or it would spiral out of control. After the last job she'd had to leave, when the foreman deluded himself into believing she'd take orders to bend over as well as she did instructions on leveling framing jobs, she wouldn't risk giving anyone the wrong idea. Enough of that nonsense. Would you have done that if I were the man you expected this morning? Maybe. If he were as cute as you are. He laughed when James smacked him on the ass. Holy shit. No mistaking the easy, familiar contact or the heat in the men's eyes when their gazes met and locked. Maybe she had found the perfect employers. If they were gay, they might leave her to work and develop her skills in peace. The spring was looking brighter by the second.